It's here and now. This year's slaughter of the dolphins in Japan's Taiji Cove is complete. The annual kill was featured in the 2009 Academy Award-winning documentary The Cove. We'll link you to our story with the filmmaker at hereandnow.org. But this year, the environmental group Sea Shepherd live-streamed the roundup. Dolphins, including a rare baby all-white albino, frantically trying to escape as scuba divers with snorkels herded them into the cove. The activists report 250 dolphins captured, about 40 killed, 50, including the albino, kept alive to be sold to aquariums, the rest released. During the roundup, the new U.S. ambassador to Japan, Caroline Kennedy, tweeted in English and Japanese, "Deeply concerned by inhumaneness of drive-hunt dolphin killing, USG, U.S. government, opposes drive-hunt fisheries." Well, that set off a wave of response from Japanese citizens, including this tweet, "Isn't it inhumane for the U.S. to kill millions of cows and sheep for consumption?" That all has got us thinking of the role of social media in diplomacy, especially with another prominent story in India. So we're bringing in Nicholas Burns, former ambassador to Greece and a veteran Foreign Service officer. He now teaches at Harvard's Kennedy School and joins us from the BBC in London. And Nicholas, of course, animal rights activists were thrilled by Caroline Kennedy's tweet. But USA Today is reporting that Japanese officials were surprised that a diplomat from an ally would lash out at a traditional cultural food. Your thoughts?
Well, I thought it was smart and very effective of Ambassador Kennedy to do what she did. She didn't lash out. I thought the tone of what she said was respectful, but it also pointed to a basic disagreement that two very good friends, indeed allies, the United States and Japan, have over this issue. We've had similar differences over the killing of whales in the past. And, you know, the United States government has a specific view. She was representing the government. She reached a lot more people via Twitter than she would have if she'd issued some dry public statement on paper from the embassy. And I think, you know, the United States needs to speak both to governments, sometimes privately, but we also need to speak to publics. And I think that was her audience. That's what she meant to do. And I was proud that she did that.
Well, so you were in favor, and so were the activists, as we said, Melissa Siegel of Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. Now, this is tough to hear, but this is what the uproar is about. She describes how these dolphins are killed, and this is on CNN.
The slaughter process, which is called pithing, where they hammer a metal rod into the spinal cord of the dolphin. These dolphins do not die immediately. It takes up to 20 to 30 minutes for these dolphins to die, where they bleed out, suffocate, or drown in the process of being dragged to the butcher house.
Okay, so tough, and the U.S. has condemned it. But now you have Japanese officials, a chief cabinet secretary, told reporters, but this is an important source of fishing for people. It's carried out according to the law. You have a Japanese lawmaker quoted as saying in USA Today, "I wonder whether it's appropriate for an ambassador to comment on this." And then others wondering, appropriate is one question. You've already said you think it is. Is it effective? Robert Dujarric of the Temple University of Japan said the key to the dolphin business is getting the Japanese to oppose this. But will that tweet help? Or will it start a nationalist reaction against meddling by a foreign country? You know, help or hurt?
Well, you know, there are international agreements that protect wildlife and certain species. That's the whaling issue, governed by the International Whaling Convention. There's a longstanding disagreement between two cultures, two societies. We have to have a respectful dialogue about it, and I think Caroline Kennedy's tweet was respectful. But we can't be shy of disagreements, and diplomacy is not always trying to be nice and polite and just agreeing. Diplomacy sometimes is bringing an issue out into the open, trying to make sure that the Japanese public understands there's a different point of view. And Ambassador Kennedy, her job is to represent our country, our values, our own laws, and our own practices. So she's brought an issue to the surface. I don't think we'll close the gap with the Japanese government on this issue anytime soon. But, you know, the first step is important, and she's done that.
How should she respond, though, to Japanese questioning what have been acknowledged as inhumane practices at some of America's slaughterhouses?
Well, you know, once she went into the public domain, countercharges are fair game. I don't know if she will join the argument on that, but obviously there's a way to respond to it. And if there are problems in the United States, I think our view has always been in the administrations in which I serve, Democrat, Republican, that we ought to be open about our own problems, that makes you much more credible, and it's also the honest thing to do.
Well, but this is opening up a real Pandora's box, we would think, for the State Department, because you've got the story in India. Let's remind people, an Indian diplomat in Manhattan was charged with underpaying her nanny. It caused an uproar. She left the country. Right after that, a U.S. diplomat couple, Alicia and Wayne May, were expelled from India. It was believed to be in retaliation, but then these Facebook postings made by both of them surfaced. They're unbelievable. They're awful. The Mays talked about India as a third world country. He says, my pet dog is healthier than our gardener. She writes, vegetarians are doing the raping here, not the meat eaters. She puts up a picture of a cow and wrote, stupid cow. I mean, their postings were incredibly insensitive. She's the community liaison officer. He works in security in India. Now, the State Department disavowed all of their postings, but weigh in on this. I mean, maybe a new frontier, as you said, with Caroline Kennedy in reaching more people, but it could be a disaster.
Well, what those two individuals did in India, the two American employees, was disrespectful and crude. They weren't representing the views of the United States government. They were very damaging to U.S.-India relations at an extraordinarily sensitive time because of the dispute over the alleged visa fraud of the Indian diplomat in New York. And as you said, the State Department very quickly denounced what they said. Of course, we all know that Twitter, Facebook, the Internet is a double-edged sword. But there's no turning back. We live in the 21st century, and the United States government has to participate in the 21st century, and diplomacy is no longer a backroom game of just, you know, world leaders talking without reference to the public. And I think Hillary Clinton was one of the first secretaries of state, along with Condoleezza Rice, to say to the employees of the State Department, you need to be on Twitter, you need to be on Facebook, you need to be out arguing the U.S. point of view in the public domain. So sometimes you get burned, as we did in India, but sometimes you have employees doing the right thing like Ambassador Kennedy, and so you just got to continue to participate in public diplomacy alongside the more antique, more classical diplomacy that's state to state.
I'm thinking, too, that maybe social media is a way for the State Department to find out who shouldn't be in the diplomatic service.
Well, the very quick and categorical denial by the State Department of the tweets from the couple, the American couple in India, I think speak for themselves. Secretary Kerry quickly disassociated the United States from what they said, and that was appropriate.
Nicholas Burns, former ambassador to Greece, a veteran Foreign Service officer, now teaching at Harvard's Kennedy School. Thanks so much, as always.
Thank you. Pleasure.
So your thoughts, you can tweet them to @HereNowRobin, @JeremyHobson, or to @CarolineKennedy. And you can also leave a comment with this story online at HereAndNow.org. You're listening to Here and Now.